So we're all here on this planet with all the space of sky, vast expanses, and all the activities on this planet, and all the weather, the rains and storms. And somewhere there's a sunny sky. And we're all here in this body with all the space and with all the activities that come and go and all the storms in our minds that come and go. Mindfulness is an embodied practice. It's paying attention to this body from the inside out. The mind can only do one thing at a time. If it's being mindful, that moment is not a moment of worry or stress. Even if a mind is mindful of worry, the mindful moment is not a moment of worry. It's helpful to be aware between the physical sensations that we have and our mental commentary about them. If there's a feeling of tightness in a muscle, you can notice the very sensations that make up the tightness. Maybe pressure, tingling, burning. But if there's an idea that a strong sensation shouldn't be there, that's commentary. Commentary isn't wrong. It's what showed up. But recognize the difference. And then shift the attention back to the sensations in the body. If only this weren't here, then I could really meditate. That's commentary. You don't have to get engaged in it. You don't have to believe it. Even though we may use the breath as an anchor, we don't lock ourselves to the breath. We open to whatever experience is happening. If the dog starts barking and the sound becomes so compelling that it becomes center stage, it's not an interruption. The barking just becomes part of the meditation. We're listening, mindfulness of listening, hearing. We take in the whole experience as we listen to the barking. And if there's strong aversion to the barking, no need to make it wrong. We make it the meditation object instead. And in this practice, if you feel imbalanced, confused, it's always appropriate to return to the breath, recenter ourselves. I'll give a little instruction before we begin more of the formal meditation part. Not much difference between these parts. This sitting, I'd like to continue to focus our attention on the breath as the primary anchor, but open our field of attention to include any compelling physical sensations that arise. We turn our attention to them, and once they fade, we return to the breath. Don't look for them, don't chase them. Just if they become compelling. One way to think about it is thinking of the mind as having a foreground and a background. If the sensations are kind of in the background, you know, just let them be. But if they come to the foreground, then that's the time to pay attention to them. In general, it's helpful to minimize movement when we meditate. It's very helpful if we have an itch not to scratch right away. If you have pain, discomfort, it's helpful not to move automatically. Investigate it first. What is it like? And if it feels wise to move, there's nothing wrong with moving if you need to move. Just do it. Make sure you've investigated first and do it mindfully. Awareness is much more important than if you move or not. Being aware of what's going on. Not adding guilt to, oh, I'm doing it wrong, or adding anything like that. Try to have a curious, open attitude towards anything that arises, even if it's unpleasant. What is this like? What is this like? Examine whatever you feel, whatever you experience, like a scientist looks at a new species of insect on the wall. How does it move? How does it act? The size, the color, the hard or soft. It's fascinating. There's no need to search for other physical sensations. We can just stay on the physical sensations of breathing. The breath is in the body. So let's begin a little more formally. If your eyes aren't closed, close your eyes. Check your posture, that it's upright. It's helpful to spend a little time at the beginning of each sit establishing a connection with the body and making small adjustments as you need. You know, we call it kind of finding your seat. Just, you know, don't rush into, okay, I'm going to start meditating, but really find yourself in this body here first. So take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And with each exhale, relaxing a little more. With each inhale, opening more fully to the physical sensations in your body. Allowing the breath to return to normal. It can be helpful to take some time to scan the body for any areas of tension or holding, and relaxing anything that can be relaxed. And if you find any tension that doesn't release, try to soften around it, allowing it to be there. It's okay for it to be there. You can just bring kindness into that area. Just soften. So you might begin with the head, releasing any tension around the head, around the face, the forehead, the eyes. The back of the head, bringing the attention to the neck, neck and shoulders, relaxing anything that needs relaxation, just connecting with it, and connecting with your upper back, and mid back, and low back. This is the body, allowing it to settle, relax, the pelvis, the front of the body, the chest, the solar plexus, and keeping a soft belly, really relaxing the belly. Allowing it to be, and relaxing into the hips, into the thighs, to the knees and legs, and the feet. Relaxing your arms into the elbows and forearms and wrists and hands. Appreciating this body. This is the body that supports us, that we're in. With any of the trials that it might present us with, and the rewards it presents us with. This is the body we practice in. This is the body we breathe in. And then bringing the attention, finding the breath within this body. Each breath moves the ribs, the back, even the belly, the chest, the nasal area, the throat. And begin to settle with the breath. However, it's easiest for you to relax into it and to stay close to it. It may be a narrow area like the belly or the nasal area, or it might be a much broader area. Just feeling the breath as it moves through your body in a larger field. However you do this is fine. As long as other experiences, such as body sensations or sounds, as long as they're in the background, allow them to remain there. But if any strong physical sensation becomes compelling, just bring your attention to it. Get to know it. Hardness or softness. Maybe warmth or coolness. It can be helpful sometimes to make a quiet mental note of what you experience. The noting can be gentle, like an ongoing whisper in the mind that keeps the attention steady on the experience. But most of the attention directly in the sensations of the experience. It might sound like this, tingling, tingling, pressure, pressure, warmth. Drop any commentary or judgment in favor of the experience, in favor of feeling the sensations directly. And if the physical sensation is no longer compelling, just gently return to the breath until some other sensation calls your attention. A traditional metaphor often used in meditation is thinking of ourselves as a mountain, rooted and solid. Here we are. The mind might wander away, but you can return and feel yourself here, rooted in this body, in the present. And when thoughts come up, they're just like clouds floating by. if the attention has drifted, gently, non-judgmentally, just bring it back to the breath, back to this body. Mindfulness of hearing is part of being mindful of the body. So in the same way we pay attention to compelling physical sensations, we can do so with compelling sounds. When I ring the bell, turn your attention to the sound. Listen to it with a receptive attitude. Try to listen to the vibrations of the sound until they completely disappear. Take a couple of deep breaths when you're ready. And open your eyes. I'd want to say a few words about working with pain. Probably more than a couple of you have been meeting pain. And part of this practice is learning to befriend pain and to be able to increase your capacity to be with challenging, unpleasant sensations, both challenging physical sensations and challenging emotional sensations. And challenging mental things that show up in the mind. One of the things that have guided me in this practice is the idea of really becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. A lot of life is uncomfortable, and so just really this practice increases our capacity to be at peace when we're uncomfortable. So if there's pain, you know, pain is affected. Pain arises out of a lot of different reasons in our body. Sometimes it's just a poor posture in the moment. Sometimes it's a lifetime of tension. Sometimes it's some old emotional wounds. And sometimes some unusual types of pains arise in meditation, and you know, we have no idea where they came from. The primary practice is not to figure out what we're doing, you know, what's what we're doing and how to fix it, but it's really to get to know the pain, to give it space and room, and really get to know it. And we can look at if any pain is made out of thousands of little moving parts, it shifts. If we look at pain carefully, there's so much going on there. And labeling can sometimes really be helpful to, you know, label it sharp, shooting pain, shooting pressure, different tingling, heat. And, you know, noticing that you can look for the center of the pain and its edges. How far does it go? Where is the very edge of the pain? And then you look at it again and it's moved. The center is moved and it's moved. And so we can get very interested in that. And what's amazing about it, you know, with at times we can get very, very concentrated on it. And I had one retreat where I had really intense pain, you know, and I thought, oh, I'm never going to survive this. And but I went ahead and trusted the process and applied it. And at one point, I my mind was so delighted. I said, oh, this is a playground of pain. it was beautiful. It was just wonderful. And I was so happy and I was just deeply concentrated. But that doesn't often happen. Or always happens. Sometimes we just can relax into it, create a little space around it, and that's all that's needed. And then it may not be so compelling. You come back to the breath. But always know that really the heart of being able to do this is to bring a little bit of curiosity to it, a little bit of interest. If your mind is so grim that it's no longer interested, it's a good time to move away from the pain. To, you know, if you can ease it by changing your posture, that's very skillful. Or sometimes just bringing the attention out so you include tons of other things in your field. Like listening to sound can be a really wonderful way of staying mindful instead of just hanging with the pain. So there's a lot that can be said. And what I'm talking about right now really refers to the pain that kind of arises in meditation, but I'm not really referring here to chronic pain, pain that's there for years, you know, or months or some injury. You know, with injuries, we want to take care of them. We want to minimize irritating them, you know. So we really want to honor this body. It's the vehicle we have for freedom. You know, we want to really take care of it. You know, it's not, there's nothing helpful in meditation to go through pain to grin and bear it. You know, so really see if you can always bring a little bit of space to it, a little bit of kindness. You know, on one retreat, I had fallen. My ankle was like really, really painful, you know. And you know, I thought, well, how can I bring something to it, you know. And I started doing metta, you know, may my ankle be free of suffering. and that's what made me feel kind towards it instead of, you know, hating what had happened. So as this retreat continues, you know, I encourage you to keep your mind and your body in the same place in everything you do. Everything you do, you know, leaving nothing out. There's no activity where mindfulness isn't welcome. Don't close the bathroom door and go, okay, this is time out. You know, this is a time, really be mindful. The Buddha actually specifically said that, you know, be mindful when you're urinating, be mindful when you're, you know, when you're eating, be mindful when you're walking, when you're sitting, when you're lying down, when you're getting dressed, undressed. Allow the mind to be awake and alive, you know, continuously as much as you can, keeping the momentum of the practice this way. And the body just brings you here, you know. It's always here. It's always our friend. It's always right, really available. No matter how it feels, it's still this gift we have. So thank you, and I do have a couple of announcements.